Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's welcome our contestant. His name is Kevin from Wilmington. Kevin, good afternoon.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, right. Kevin.
Something
you sound
special about Kevin.
He does.
John,
yeah?
what did you ask for?
Oh, wait a second. Kevin, the Kevin who has beaten the hammer in the past?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually not in Wilmington anymore, but still, you know, I'm 1-0 and hoping to run it to 2-0 here today.
Beat the Kevin. Nice.
Kevin,
today.
What topic did you beat me
on?
It was Phillies postseason or end of Philly seasons.
Okay.
And I got, it was the old format. I got
four.
Oh,
you're
four,
the one
and,
who got the, my strike question.
Yes.
That's my favorite question I've ever asked to beat the hammer.
Wow.
Kevin,
great
my
question.
Man.
Yeah, that was
Thank
a
you.
Good question. All right, Kevin.
I love you, Kevin.
Let me put you on hold for a second. I might accidentally fat finger it and hang up on you here on the screen.
All right.
Let's see what happens here. Did I hang up on him?
Luckily, I have Kevin's number. I can call
he's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
You're going down.
This is not good. We welcome Alan in Central Jersey. Alan, we're on shaky territory already here.
You know, I was looking good until I heard it was Kevin from used to be Wilmington. But you're my West Winger, and you're 83 wins. I'm sticking with you, Joe. Okay?
All right. I appreciate
you got
that.
No choice,
Here's
Alan.
The problem, though, Alan. Number 84 is Freddie Mitchell. It's not the most winning number, you know, in Eagles history. So, I mean, and I love Freddie, but getting
it. Wait, it was 4th and 24.
It was 4th and 26. We're going to say it. 26. Let's get it right.
He did make the catch.
Okay,
all right, Alan, let me put you on hold for a second. We're going to try to get to the number 84 here. But right now at 83, Kevin, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I guess good luck, man.
All right, Joe, good luck.
I'm not happy about this.
We're happy.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is great. Richie calls for a former winner. And Kevin, for those who don't remember, it was back when we used to do four questions, and Kevin went 4 for 4 with what I think is my favorite question I've ever asked. Nailed it. A question that Joe, when I told him the answer, said, no, you're wrong. That can't be right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joe was wrong and Kevin was right. So
that was a wonderful moment.
It was great. I love John's reaction, too. It was awesome. I self-published a book a few months ago, and I wrote about it and everything. So
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm
real
so
excited.
This
I'm
is great
thrilled.
News, Kev. This is great
right
news.
Now.
All right, here we go. Obviously, he knows how to play. Kevin, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. The category today, we got the NBA All-Star Game coming up this weekend. We're going to do a little Philadelphia All-Stars, Kevin.
Okay.
It will be the four major teams. This disclaimer, more for you than or for Joe than you, but I'm only talking about what they did in Philly. So if they made an all-star team somewhere else or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just what they did for one of our teams.
And Kevin, you know the new format and everything, right? You got 45
seconds.
Yeah.
45 seconds, five questions.
I'm going to try not to pass because I hear that every week and get angry about it.
He's ready.
Good deal.
I'm trying.
All right, and I put the longest question first to save on time. So here we go. You ready to play, Kevin?
Here we go. I am. Here we go.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is done being asked. Question number one, Philadelphia All-Stars. Excluding Embiid and Simmons, since 2000, the Sixers have had only five other players make an All-Star team. Name three of the five.
Dikembe Mutombo, Allen Iverson, and Andre Iguodala.
This infielder was the last Philly to get a hit in an All-Star game. Name him.
Chase Utley.
Two Eagles wide receivers have been selected to five Pro Bowls. Name one of the two.
Fred Barnett.
The last time a Flyers goalie made an All-Star team was in the 2000-2001 season. Name that goalie.
Roman Čechmánek.
This pitcher was the last Philly to make an All-Star team in back-to-back seasons. Name him.
Curt Schilling.
Still strong. Cole Hamels was the guy, but that was a strong showing. This is good. We got a real shot here.
All right.
Kevin, another strong performance.
Three
of five will play today, if I had to guess. Hang in. My prediction is we're going to a tiebreaker.
Wow.
We'll see what happens. Chance here. So, Kev, hang in. We're going to put you on hold as the hammer is sauntering his way back in.
Wow, he really hurried in. Did you notice that?
Barchard went to get him. So
that's the fastest he's ever come back. He had to get a drink, it looks like.
What's the deal?
What is the deal?
What's your deal?
Not happy.
What? Yeah, when you do the, you can tell he's freaking out a little bit.
Do I need to protest this? Is there anything I can protest?
No, nothing you can protest.
No basis of protest?
I think you should try anyway.
I mean, you'll always find something to protest.
It's February 15th.
You haven't even answered questions
yet. Can't beat the hammer on February 15th.
Yeah, you're already protesting.
I mean, seriously. Beat the hammer
day after Valentine's Day? You can't be doing beat the hammer
on a windy day in February. Can't have beat the hammer. It's not right. It's not right. All right, let's
go. Right. You should forfeit.
Right.
Category today.
Yep.
NBA All-Star game this weekend. The category is Philadelphia All-Stars.
Oh boy.
Disclaimer for you: only what they did in Philadelphia. I don't care if someone made an All-Star team somewhere else. This is only having to do with what they did when they were a member of our team.
All right, so Philadelphia All-Stars.
Correct. It is the four major teams is what I would be talking about.
All right. Now, just how did this Kevin guy do?
How did he do?
You can answer the question?
You know I'm not going to.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Clock will start as soon as I ask the first question.
As soon as you finish asking the first question.
Yes. I put the first the longest question first for you, too, Joe, to save a little time. Here we go.
Yep.
Excluding Embiid and Simmons, since 2000, the Sixers have had only five other players make an All-Star team. Name three of the five.
Iguodala, Iverson. Pass.
This infielder was the last Philly to get a hit in an All-Star game. Name him.
Chase Utley.
Two Eagles wide receivers have been selected to five Pro Bowls. Name one of the two.
Say it again.
Two Eagles wide receivers have been selected to five Pro Bowls. Name one of the two.
Mike Quick.
The last time a Flyers goalie made the All-Star team was in the 2000-2001 season. Name that goalie.
Pass.
This pitcher was the last Philly to make an All-Star team in back-to-back seasons. Name him.
Halliday. 0-1 Flyers goalie. Damn.
Yes!
God darn it.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Kevin has yet again beaten Brett Hammer.
What a bunch of losers we got around here. They're running down the hallway.
Let's bring him back on. The best Beat the Hammer contestant in the history of Beat the Hammer, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, guys. That was fun.
It was fun, Kevin. You are dead right it was fun.
How many did this guy get?
You beat it 3-2.
I was going to say Čechmonek.
It was Čechmonek and Kevin
knew it.
I thought Čechmonek was a little later. I mean, he was, but he was obviously then, too. God,
great showing, Kevin. Yet again, the answers to the questions, Iverson, Iguodala, you said you missed Mutombo, Ratliff, and Drew Holiday. Kevin got that correct. Chase Utley was the last infielder. Mike Quick and Tommy McDonald, the two wide receivers to make the Pro Bowl. Roman Čechmonek and Cole Hamels, the last Philly to be selected to back-to-back All-Star.
Yeah,
11 and 12.
I was nibbling around, and I just went, I thought Čechmonek. I thought of him skating out in that freaking series, I think in 03. I didn't think he was there in 01.
My man,
good,
Kev.
Good
My man,
Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, 2-0.
Can I that was fun. Can I send you guys a copy of my book? I'd love for you to read it.
Absolutely,
no,
Kevin.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes.
Send your book.
This is incredible. It is now Beat the Kevin.
It should be Beat the Kevin. It's Beat the Kevin.
Yes.
Cindy Webster has come in with a big hammer and is beating
up
the hammer.
That was
Kevin, you just made our day so much better, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It is so thrilling.
It,
we appreciate you, Kevin. We appreciate
you. I'll call Friday at noon if you want. I'm not doing anything.
Yes, please.
Kevin.
Yes, please.
Oh, Kevin, congratulations.
I'm exhausted.
Thanks very much, Hammer. Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
Well done. Nice shot. We put Kevin on hold. We'll get his information. I thought Čechmonek, the Sixers I was blanking on other than Iverson and Iguodala.
I was shocked you didn't get that one.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking, you know what the problem was? So I was thinking about Theo and Dikembe. And, of course, I knew Theo, I thought Theo made it the year he got hurt, but he didn't play in the All-Star game. I knew Dikembe played in the All-Star game. They got traded right after the All-Star game. I didn't know what to do there. I didn't know how to handle that. So then I was trying to think of other players. They were two of the three. Drew was a shot in the dark the one time, and that's what tripped me up. And Čechmonek, like I said, he was the guy I was thinking, and I knew Ash was 04 and Beezer was in my head, but I knew he was 90s. Turn that freaking music off. Oh, not good. I got to
music you mean or the other music?
I got to apologize.
Oh, wait, turn that up. Yeah.
I got to apologize to Kevin and Wilmington. Not Kevin and Wilmington, Alan. Let me bring Alan of Central Jersey, Alan. Alan, I played for you here and I lost.
And I was yelling at the top of my lungs, Cole Hamill, Cole Hamill, yeah. Cole Hamill. So, hey, listen, man, you know what? You're a smart guy. Under pressure, you never know what's going to happen, but I love you anyway, man.
Oh, look at that.
Thanks, Alan.
Look at that.
Alan, you're very kind. All right.
Can I jump on my points while
We're going to get to you. We'll get back to you. All right. I mean, oh, my God.
The Kevin.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
That just stinks. Well,
the Kevin. Hey, maybe Barcher could do a new intro, right?
I think he probably could.
That,
yeah,
with that.
It's only appropriate,
voice.
Right?
So it's 83 and what, 9?
Oh, buddy.
Beat.
Yeah.
The Kevin.
Well, I want to get to 100, obviously, before you know.
Before what?
Before I get to 11 or 10. All right. Well.
Well, sounds like Kevin might be calling in again.
The wind's been taken out of my sails. Everyone, take your shots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.